Boxing champion at WBC, Julina Rajenovic, joining us once again. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Did you pay Majo to play that music, or did he just fire it up for you?
I totally have my own entrance music to your like radio station. It's awesome.
It's nice, eh? It's, yeah. Well, we pay attention. You know, if you had a lame if you had a lame entrance song, then we wouldn't play it.
Like no big deal, but kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, thanks, Michelle.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Hey, you're a big deal, right? If you have an entry song, you're a big deal. All right, Majo plays his own different song every day. That's how big of a deal he is.
Wow, I just need one. I don't need too many. Just one.
Okay, nice. Now, do you sing that song when you come out?
You know what? Actually, sometimes I feel like I do hum it.
Okay.
We keep it simple. I think when everybody, I'm lucky that I have a great support group, and I think when people hear my music, people will start going nutty at the Shaw. And you've been there when everybody hears my music, they're like, "Okay, where is she?" And I'll be like up in the dressing room still, and I'm like, "Man, it's our music! Like, we gotta run." He's like, "They'll keep playing it," and then when the music finally comes on, I do end up singing "If We Take Forever." So yes.
Oh, okay. Nice. Now, you have a big fight coming up in December, but before that, you have a charity event next week on the 26th, where are you going to tee off on Nick Lees?
It's funny because I was talking to Nick today, this morning, and he's like, you know, this is for fun, hey? And I was like, well, if you quit talking smack, then yes, it's for fun. But if you keep poking little jabs at me, eventually, you know, they'll build up, and when I put that headgear on and I put the gloves on and I go into fight mode and you know, it's my job, I was like, I might just forget that this is just for fun. So I don't know, everybody's like, you're just gonna take it easy, and I was like, well, Milan always says I can take it easy for a round and a half and then I get into it too much. So Nick has a round and a half to try and like, you know, get his work done, and then I might just forget that I'm supposed to take it easy.
Now, what's the how did this come about?
So we were at the Gold Plates dinner supporting the Olympic athletes.
Okay.
A great event here, and I was wearing we were all out, and Nick was cracking jokes, and he's a great guy, and we were all just, you know, getting along, and he made some kind of joke about I was going for seconds of this one meal that was amazing, and he's like, well, you better be careful, because if you want to move, you're packing on a few pounds, haha. And
he made a fat joke.
He made a fat joke about me, and I was like, okay, man, I know I haven't been training for a while, but that still makes me. I was like,
wow.
Richard Wong, who runs our Chateau Lacombe downtown, he was like, Nick, I would watch what you're saying, and then he goes, I heard she has a mean left hook. And then Ken Franchek, actually, from Crystal Glass, was like, I'd pay to see that, and kind of just started spiraling from there, because I've always wanted to host a charity event, and we were talking about doing this before with KO Boxing and Santa's Anonymous and Salvation Army and doing something, and so this was kind of, we kind of seized the opportunity. So at that one dinner, I think we raised over $12,000 in less than an hour for this event.
Wow.
Apparently everybody wants to see me punch Nick in
just,
the face.
Like, just hit him one good one. Just one.
Well, and I was like, I think I'm going to dig a little body shot in. Like, you know, I'm going to be nice.
Oh, a little pain.
Like, well, yeah. He's like, well, this is my moneymaker. He's joking about his face being his moneymaker. And I was like, there's a lot of body to hit, Nick.
Oh, nice. So that's next Wednesday. And all the proceeds go to Santa's Anonymous, correct?
And Salvation Army, we're splitting it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And how do people get tickets? Because I'm assuming you guys got other things going on that night. How do people get tickets?
People get tickets at the Chateau Lacombe, and you can go on the website and order on there, or you can just phone in.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Yeah, so, and that's the 26th, so, you know, it's a great event. We're going to have a big evening and some comedians and a little sumo suit action, Jackie Ray and Alexis. They each raised $1,000 each, so everybody's kind of pitching in. So it's kind of neat to see it all come together.
Okay, nice. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Then I guess that'll be the fight night, but then you have a real match coming up in December.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Everybody, you know, I didn't realize, you know, when we were talking about this about a month ago, I was like, oh, yeah, I can totally handle this and training for my fight. And charity events is a lot of work, decided. But especially when you're really focusing on a big fight, like I'm fighting up two weight classes. I'm fighting at lightweight, back up at lightweight, which I haven't been at since the beginning of my career. And I'm fighting a girl from Bosnia who comes to fight. So
you haven't fought lightweight since like 10 years?
Well, it's probably since we fought, I think, like last year at 130 plus or minus one. Mostly it's because my opponents can't make weight. Nobody will fight me at 126, at featherweight, sorry.
Okay.
So I haven't actually, this is lightweight, like 135 plus or minus one or two, I think we have on the contract. So I definitely have not come in at 136 or 137, whatever, since the beginning of my career.
So is that why you were going for seconds?
Totally. Well, you know, I thought we would just play into the fat jokes. Totally.
Because 135. Yeah, you're really tipping the Toledos there, right?
Well, wow. I'm a little hefty. No, I'm just kidding.
Do you have more? So if you fight it, you know, you're at 135 compared to 126. Like, are your punches any different as far as velocity?
I don't think so. I think, you know, like I think the big difference I've noticed is I am a little bit slower, but that's only because I'm not really, I mean, if my strength and conditioning coach hears this, or Mitch, my buddy who helps with my diet, they hear this, they might freak out, but I don't watch my diet as much, you know, so I feel like a little slower, like I feel kind of sloppy, but I mean, that's also, I'm 2 weeks out of a fight, and we usually get your timing, your, like, everything kind of comes together these last weeks. So I think the only difference that I'll really notice is that she's going to be a lot bigger than most of the girls that I've been fighting lately. You know, most of the girls are, again, featherweight, 126, 5'3". This girl's about 5'8", and coming in at 135. So I think the punching power will feel different because she'll walk through more punches.
Now, do you recall, and now Nick Lee's obviously is not a Dave Semenko type pugilist, but you remember Semenko fought Ali way back in the day, right? And everything was good until Semenko actually landed one on Ali, and then it was kind of over quickly.
Well, and that's the thing. That's what you have at risk, and that's one of the challenges that you have moving up in weight, and that's something that you really just kind of have to watch your P's and Q's while you're fighting, and you know, some of the sloppy ones that I might usually, you know, where you're getting into the rhythm and you're trying to get the timing, where you can kind of be a little bit more forgiving with punches.
Okay, I see what you mean.
Right now, you really have to watch the wild stuff. You have to watch the things where you're like, you know, for example, my last fight, I got caught with a huge overhand right where, you know, the girl's 126, so we're in the fight game. I'm going to get punched. But the fact that I ate it clean and walked through it is because she was smaller. Now, if I eat something the same, it would definitely have a bigger effect, right? So you kind of just have to be a little bit more careful.
Who's ever hit you the hardest in your career?
The hardest? I'm not sure.
Like one where you said, okay, that one got me pretty good.
You know me, I'm kind of not that smart sometimes when it comes to fighting, and I eat a few punches. I think, like, one of the ones probably would have been my headbutt, where I was like, oh my god, okay, maybe I shouldn't get headbutt again. Probably, maybe Anne Sacramento, when I moved up in weight, I got hit in the back of the head. The last girl threw bombs, actually. Like, I stood when I was standing on one of them, and she overhand right stepped in with everything, a huge bomb, and I was like, okay, all right, maybe I'll respect her power a little bit more now and definitely stand behind my jab.
So can you, Julian Margeno joins us, can you explain, like, when someone in, like, a boxing punch, because, you know, guys out there are listening, oh, yeah, you know, I was in a bar fight or hockey fight, and, you know, let's be honest, like, in hockey, you know, sure, maybe the elite fighters know really how to
Julian, now obviously you can realize we just lost Jason Gregor there live on location.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, so but I think he was going to ask about taking punches and if you ever get maybe used to taking punches.
Do you want me to answer? Are we still on?
Oh, we're still on. Yeah, we're live.
Okay.
No, we'll take this all out during editing. Don't worry. We're not live.
Okay.
Right. We are. Okay. So do you ever get used to taking punches?
You don't really get used to it. Like, the rule of thumb is if you can see the punch, you're okay. The punches that you don't see are the ones that hurt you. So, you know, that's why you're saying, like, oh, I took big bomb guys in bar fights. Well, it's a little different because we're trained on how to punch properly and how to really be effective and have your body behind it. Guys who are throwing huge roundhouse punches, those don't hurt because you have no power or weight behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, with me, if I'm throwing, it's the ones that are short and tight and have that explosiveness behind it are the ones that hurt.
Okay, so that's, I'm assuming that's where he was going. Well, Jelena, we're tight for time. It's just at the top of the hour. So tell the folks again where they can see your next couple fights and where they can get tickets.
The December 5th fight is at the Shaw Conference Center, and you can go on to Ticketmaster, and all the information is there. That's December 5th at 7 o'clock at the Shaw Conference Center. And my charity event with Nick Lees is November 26th, and you can call the Chateau Lacombe or go on their website.
Hey, Jelena, my apologies for that. I unplugged my headset leaning back in my chair, so I was talking and no one was listening to me. So that would explain why.
Okay.
Well, I was going to ask just what it felt like when a real person hits you. Like, can you even describe what it feels like to receive that punch?
You know how you get like a burner? Like, you feel it, you're kind of like stunned for a second.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of like stand up in your feet. I don't know. I try not to feel this very often, but you kind of like, you get that moment where you're just like almost a little bit numb, kind of like where you're stood up and you're in like quicksand for a second or a millisecond. And then you're like, okay. And you get that moment where you're like, okay, I got to watch what I'm doing now and be careful. And like now, you know, whereas like, I guess it's hard. It's really hard to explain. If you feel it, you feel it. Like, your eyes, for me, and everybody reacts differently. For me, my eyes go wide. I get right in the moment, and it's like I have this sense of clarity where you're like, okay, sort your shit out, and let's get focused on what you should do. Rather than before, usually when I get caught is when I'm kind of sloppy and I'm trying to, like, get big punches in, and you kind of open yourself up. So for me, it's like more of a reminder. Like, you feel that, you stand up, you're like, holy crap, okay, time to get down to basics. And that's what I feel when I go through that, even in sparring. Like, I've been caught by some of these guys in sparring, some of my sparring partners, and I'm like, all right, man, like, one, take it easy, like, we're just training here, and two, like, payback's a bitch.
Well, I really hope Lee's catches you with one just so you pop him on Wednesday. Of course, all for charity. All for charity, of course.
And Jelena's fun.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. It would be fun.
I think he forgets how much fun I have doing what I do, and that's why I do it. And I was like, well, Nick, you know, I'm going to be nice, but I'm also going to have some fun.
Oh, yeah. You're gonna make him feel that he knew he was in the boxing ring is what you're telling us.
More or less. And, okay. And my sisters and Richard and everybody's cringing probably when they're listening to this. I definitely have been telling people maybe in the third round I might sneak a body shot or two in.
Oh, awesome.
Just to see what happens.
Yeah, that'll be nice. All right, Jelena, good luck. You don't need any luck against Lee's, but good luck in December in your real fight.
Thank you.